You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Friday to you. We are living in the faith zone where the Lord will provide. We do not go by what it looks like. We do not go by what it feels like, but we go by what the Word of God says. So the Word of God must be true and true unto us. You know, sometimes we believe it's true, but we don't believe that it's true unto us. We believe that it's true unto them over there. But the Word of God must become true unto us. And it doesn't become true unto us until we begin exercising our faith and see at what actually transpires when we walk by faith and not by sight.
So practice this week to walk by faith and not by sight. And I open in this morning or throughout this week teaching that you have learned the difference between faith and feeling. And you have learned the difference between the two, because Hebrews says no faith is the substance, not a feeling, substance of a thing, not a feeling. So substance is real, thing is real. Hope for, praying for, desire. Okay? That's what faith is. But it is not yet seen. It is the evidence of that thing that is substance, that is real, not yet seen, materialized. Hebrews chapter 1. We're just expounding it as we wrapped up this week teaching. So, if I have faith, it has to be tangible. So, faith has to be what? Tangible, based on the Word of God. The Hebrews tell us that faith is tangible, but it is not seen. That means it exists, but I can see it with my natural eye, my physical eye, but I'm seeing it through the eyes of faith. Okay? Hebrews chapter 11 again, verse 3 says, by this we now understand that the world that we live in were framed from living substance, which is the Word. It was framed from living substance, which is the Word. Because the Bible tells us that the Word is living. It is active. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And so the world was shaped, formed, framed by the Word. So that we understand now that if you and I going to exercise our faith, it comes through the Word. Comes through the Word. So Abraham got a word. And the word comes from who? God. That's it.
Faith has to be exercised in order to prevail.
Yeah, come on.
He first got the word in Genesis chapter 15 concerning the promises to him and his generations. Abram was looking for the scene. What could he see? After these things, it's in Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield and your exceedingly great reward." But Abraham said, "Lord God, what will you give me, seeing I go childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?"
Yeah.
Then Abraham said, "Look, you have given me no offspring. Indeed, one born in my house is my heir." So God is giving him this big promise, and Abraham immediately is going by what he can see. Said, "Well, I don't see none of my own biological kids around here."
Yeah.
"So you must be talking about."
Yeah.
He's telling God what God must be talking about. "You must be talking about the servant that's born in my house." Mm. "You must be talking about Eliezer of Damascus." But the word of the Lord comes to him in verse 4 and says, "This one shall not be your heir, but one who will come from your own body shall be your heir." Then he brought him outside and said, "Look now toward heaven and count the stars if you are able to number them." And he said, "So shall your descendants be." So when that word initially came, Abram had to receive it. So he was trying to receive it by the natural man. You can't receive it by the natural man. He has to be able to see past Eliezer of Damascus, and he has to be able to see that God will deliver the promise through his body, through Sarah's body, because we know as we continue between Genesis 15 and Genesis 22, a lot of stuff transpires. There's the birth of Ishmael through Hagar. God says, that's not what I was talking about. See how he's operating in the natural realm by what it looks like?
Yeah.
Okay, I see the servant born in my house. Let it be him. God says, no, that's not the promise. That's not faith. They say, okay, him and Sarah conjure up. Okay, well, what if he go with Hagar? Then she could have a child, have Abraham's child. So Ishmael's born. God says, no, that's not what I told you. And if we just look at our life and we honestly reflect, we could see different times in our life when God told us something very specific to receive by faith, and we decide, no, let me go with what I could see. Let me go with what I could touch. Let me go with what I'm used to, what's in my human reach.
Yeah.
But that's not faith. If it's in our human reach, it's not faith. If it's in our human reach, it is not faith. Faith is being able to see past the adversity, to be able to see past the resistance, and to be able to do what God says to do exactly the way God said to do it.
Everything from God is from obedience, and we tend to want things our way.
Yes.
We jump, we sing, we praise. But what happens when we get tested?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What happens when everything's going wrong and you can? Are you still going to have the faith, and are you still going to praise and worship him and trust him? God will always provide. He will always answer your prayer, but sometimes it's not the way we want it, but it is within his will. And I just want to say again, last week we also said this verse, and I'm going to read it again because it's really very important we understand this. It's Hebrews 11:13. "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth." In other words, sometimes we don't see what we want here, but that doesn't mean our prayers are not answered. He has his will for our lives, and he knows. He has the 360 vision. We do not. We live in the carnal world. We don't live in the spirit world, and we see things a certain way. We just have to trust God because he knows all, and he's with us all, and he's omnipresent. He's with all of us at the same time, and his love is immense. And just trust that he will provide your needs, and he will not give you tempt you beyond what you can handle.
Pastor Emily, tell us about the tightrope. The tightrope.
I will tell you that. Yes, there was this man. He was a tightrope artist, and he decided he was going to go to Canada. and he put a tightrope across the falls. And he was walking back and forth on this tightrope, and he drew a crowd, and he wasn't falling. And he was, I mean, that's so dangerous. You look down, if anybody's ever been to Niagara Falls, you know what it looks like. And then he got a wheelbarrow, and he took the wheelbarrow, and he started walking back and forth on the tightrope holding the wheelbarrow, and he still didn't fall. And everybody was amazed. Everybody was looking and cheering him on. And then he said to the crowd, "Do you think I can put a person in here and in the wheelbarrow? And do you think I could walk back and forth without the person falling in?" And they all said, "Yes, I'm sure you can do that." He said, "Okay, who wants to get in the wheelbarrow?" But, you know, the gist of the story is, God, would you trust if it was God, Jesus, with the wheelbarrow walking you across the falls and looking down and seeing something so scary and so ominous? Would you trust God? And that's the kind of faith we have to have. Get in that wheelbarrow and let God lead the way, because he will provide and he knows our needs and he will do what needs to be done if we're faithful to his word.
It's easy to believe until it's you.
Until they said, "Well, who wants to get in the wheelbarrow?" Nobody said anything, you know. So it's a lot. We could always say, but what we do is what counts.
Yeah. As we hand our teaching here for the week, think about it this way. Mm-hmm. It's always easy to tell somebody about faith and what they should do. But flip this script, and now put yourself in there and see if the same thing that you're telling that person to do, if you do it. That's it. Mm-hmm. I will always remember that teaching on faith, Diane, that you give. It says, and I write that down that night when you says it, because it's so 100% true. It says, the key, the mark to know you are in faith is when you have peace.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah. I will never. That's my test. Mm-hmm. She says, mm-hmm. when you are in faith, when you are in the zone of faith, mm-hmm. you have peace. Mm-hmm. When there is no peace, you're not in faith.
Yeah. And that doesn't mean all the adversity stops.
Yeah.
Just mean within.
You have the
you're
peace.
You're in
now.
Peace.
That's- you're in peace.
And you're settled. And you know. That you know, that you know. You may not be able to articulate it, but you know that you know
peace
that you
come.
Know
yeah.
by the Spirit
yes.
that you are in the right decision, that you are in the right standing with God, and you know that the Lord will provide the rest. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
are
a day
you looking
count.
For a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
I have seen the beauty of the mountains, stood in awe at the depths of the sea. I have wondered at the stars and the heavens, oh, but nothing compares to thee. No!